operator. Yeah, put him on. But there you are. General, he's right up.
Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes, sir. General, glad to hear you.
Well, I tell you, I listened to your talk last night.
I'm complimented.
I thought that it was a very fine exposition on what have been America's purposes and intent, and then I was quite pleased to see that new idea of setting up a commission to study what can be done there. I would suggest, Mr. President, that when that committee gets its charter, its directive, that it be told to study ways of bringing the thinking of the South Vietnamese, the populace, in line with our thinking and vice versa. That be a better, greater understanding and, say, a greater rapport. You see what I'm getting at?
Sure do. I remember you emphasized that when you were here, and I think it has much merit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Mr. President, we know this. No country can be saved by an outsider unless its own heart is in the right place and until those people are educated. You see, now your talk to all the literate world will explain them and explain America's purposes and its intentions and its unselfish attitude. But this poor little devil down there that's trying to make a living on an acre of ground or rice, why, he just doesn't know. And he's a fellow we're trying to get at now. And so I think these people, along as they're trying to figure out what the economic betterment can be brought about, why, they also have to take the mental side and the spiritual side of the human and trying to better him the same way.
Yes, I quite agree, and I think that the two places that we have been very deficient, one is in that respect, and the other is getting a government that we can... formulating governments at the local level and at the top level that can see this thing through, and that's pretty difficult to do. And after all these years, of course, their morale's bad. After you were here and talked to me, I called in the best propaganda people we had, the best information people we had, the most inspirational people we had, even a few spiritual ones. And I sent them out and made the study and turned them over a lot more equipment and accelerated the effort and put them in charge of one man, brought in all the military people and all the USIA people.
Oh, good.
And considerably strengthened the program, but I got to strengthen it a good deal more. But I was trying to reflect a little of that in my speech last night, and I thought I'd kick it off at this level here and then... Get Gene Black in, that most people have confidence in as being a pretty practical fella, but a progressive fella, and see if he could take our resources and pull them together, and then try to make the Asians form a plan themselves for other countries which we'd be delighted to participate.
That's right. I agree thoroughly. I have no criticism of that plan idea whatsoever. The only thing I was hoping, now, for example, if we're going to get a solid government out there, it's got to be based on a rather satisfactory government to us. It's got to be based on the kind of conviction and belief, a popular conviction and belief, that we ourselves espouse, you see?
Yes, yes.
And because we never can keep a government up there just with bayonets. It's got to be with the consent and the desire of those people.
Right.
That is the problem that I tell you, as I told you once, I used to get so weary with this fellow Rooney, because he would stand by us on foreign aid, let's say, but my gosh, when it came to USIA, he was just always cutting the pieces. Now, it's such a hard thing to sell politically. There's someone that's thinking of nothing but getting reelected. Damn it, he just he's not much interested. But we know, as responsible people, that if we're going to save a nation, we gotta go after their minds and hearts as well as we do at their stomach. And I think it's that's the only thing I would suggest as an addition, sir.
Well, I appreciate that suggestion. I'm in hearty agreement with it. I profited greatly from our meeting when you were here last time, particularly in that respect. I sent our best people out immediately. They made substantial increases, and I think some progress in going after their minds and their hearts. And we will concentrate on that. I don't think you could be more right than you are. And I appreciate so much your giving me this chance to talk to you.
Well, actually, I just wanted to say that I thought it was a very timely and fine move. I was delighted to hear you do it.
Well, Meldon has, from time to time, asked me to the ways that he could help, and he did help me put this on. I had indicated I might want to do it Monday, but I wanted time to have General Goodpaster talk to you and talk to some other folks, and unfortunately I had to go on Wednesday and he had to be in Seattle, but he had a wonderful audience. It was well received. The world reaction has been very good. Of course, it's not good from China, and the communist countries are not pleased with it. But the other countries have been very good, and I'm meeting now with Gene Black and some of the departmental people in the cabinet room, and we are getting ready to make suggestions to Utah so that quietly, so it doesn't look like the white men trying to run everything, and then get him to go out and see if those people can't evolve some program they own, which we will give some direction and maybe a little substance.
Well, I'll tell you, that one remark you just made is a thing that I believe always. We can't do this just as white nations. We ought to have an Asiatic association that's just a little bit bigger than CETO, and probably a little bit different charter, but with Japan and Formosa and South Korea and Thailand and the Vietnam in there and Malay, it'll be Philippines, be a fine thing, and then we could join with it along with Britain.
Well, I'll be pursuing it. I'll be back in touch with you. How long are you going to stay out there live like a king?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. President, I've been ill for almost 3 weeks, but I kept it pretty secret.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm going to leave here on the 27th, and I'll be home on the morning of the 30th.
Well, let's get together pretty soon after that.
I'd like to.
Fine. Thank you so much. Give my love, Ms. Eisenhower. Is there any reason why I shouldn't, am I at liberty to say that we talked about this?
Oh, surely, and particularly tell Gene Black that I'm delighted that he's ready to take up the tour.
Wait just a second. That will do him more good than anything I could say if you would just say that to him, because he's tried to retire, you know, and he went down to Florida and he hadn't been too well, but he's all right now, and I just called him and told him he had to come in and help me. And you don't know how many people in this country, how they feel about you, General. You just mean a lot to all of us, and I know you do to Gene Black. Here he is. Gene, this is General Eisenhower.
Hi, Mr. President.
Gene, I'm delighted to hear your voice. I heard you've been a little bit ill.
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, that's good. Say, what I was just telling the president that I thought he had a devil of a good idea that he proposed last night, and I even thought it was put the frosting on the cake when he said he's going to get you to head it up.
Thank you very much.
So, I know how you've handled these damn things in the past, and I'm all for you.
Thank you a lot.
General, I'll be in touch with you as soon as you get back. You let me know.
Thank you. Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Good night.